Simchas Avraham HaKalel. Therefore, Eliezer had to go find a shidduch for Yitzchak. So Eliezer went. He took with him his camels and his avodim, and he went. He comes to Naram Arayim, and he says, makes a simon that who will be the person to marry Yitzchak. Well, the person will say, then I ask him, please, give me a drink. Give me what to drink. He gives me the animals what to drink. So he asks about Batsheva Shiloh that Eliezer just came to a far off place. The animals comes and they're very thirsty. They're thirsty. So what right does he have to say? I'm going to wait to see for the Simon and Shemaim who's giving my animals to drink. He has a chiyuv to give them to drink right away. Why did he give them right away? Certainly, it happened to Pasuk that Rivka came right away. But who said what came right away? Maybe an hour, 2 hours, a day later. Who knows what would have happened? Who has a chiyuv to give your animals what to drink? So, and even what Rivka did, also even ask even a step further, Rivka did, godless, she did chesed. What was chesed? Maybe she had a chiyuv to do it also. Someone's thirsty, the animals in the street are thirsty, and of course, she had a chiv to do Tzav al-Chaim. What was her galus? Anyone said the galus of marriage, she married with a bona bias and chesed. Of course, she had a chiv. So on Rivka, you can maybe answer, the Pasuk says, what Rivka do? Not only should he give Eliezer and give the camels, but says he gave ad and kilu lishtois, until they finished drinking more than they to make them stop, take away the tzar, but gave them until they filled them up totally, completely, more than what was needed. Could be that's what Pshat of Rivka, that was her chesed. She went further than what she really even had to do on Smin Adin. What's Pshat Eliezer? So just to go through the Gedorim of Tzav al-Chaim, the Halachas of Tzav al-Chaim. So first, the Gemara in Bar Metzion, that Lam Beis and Beis Gemara's Machlokes of Tzav al-Chaim is the Reis of the Rabbanon. Halach we Paskin in Chosh Mishpat and Ein Reish Beis, Septes, the Moshe Tzav al-Chaim about the Reis, and that's on the Mishnah Berurah Paskin in Simen Shin Hei. But Tzav al-Chaim is the Reis. What Tzoris are we talking about? What Tzai? In Tzai, the different Madregas, three different types of Tzoris there could be. Be a physical pain, someone punches you, hurts you physically. That's one Tzav al-Chaim. There's another type, an emotional pain. You hear something bad happen, you hear a bomb went off. Emotionally it hurts you. That's another type of Tzav. And third type of Tzav is the Nefesh Bahamas, you're hungry, you have a desire to eat. And if you don't eat, that's a third type of Tzav. There's one that's physical, one that's the innate desire, and there's one that only the Chura HaGosha. Three different Tzav a person can have. All of them are different Tzav al-Chaim. What is the makor for Tzav al-Chaim? Why is it also? Why is it Tzav al-Chaim deraisa? So in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Chav Ches and Beis, the Gemara says on Rashi brings down the pasuk that by Priko that when you see an animal going b'derech and it's overloaded and it's weighing down, you have a chiv in deraisa of Azav Tazav Imoy, pasuk Mishpatim, you have a chiv to help him out. Why also Rashi Tzav al-Chaim? The makor for Tzav al-Chaim is the fact that you have to help him out by Priko. That's what Rashi says in Shabbos, the Ritfo, the Ben Yonisim, the Ben Nisan are going, the Miri, they all say that's the reason why it's Tzav al-Chaim. Another makor in the Rishonim, in the Gemara Matziah, is for the Pasuk Vaisachim Shor B'disho, that Yerchiv, when your animal threshes the food, you cannot muzzle the animal, because it wants to eat. And if you hold it back from eating, it's Mitzarim. Therefore, the Rishonim and Bar Metziah say, the Raivit, the Ashlomo, the Meiri, the Chinuch, the Ben Yonison, all say that's the Makor for the Ister Reis and the Zaz Chassimo. So the two main Makoris,
the Meiri says both,
and I think the Ritva says both. They both say both. Both Sukkim could be true, Sai Prik and Sai Chassimo, could be both Makor, could be the Nastiro, could be both Emes, could be needed both for different reasons. One is because could be that Priko is the physical Tsar, and Chassima is the innate desire of Tzar. Could be two different types of Tzar we're talking about. Or it could be that one's Nasei, one's a lab. Could be putting a Nasei in a lab. As of thousands of Imoy's Nasei, the Sachs and Shobdis is a lab. The Nachkamina is Asei Dech Loisei, whatever the Gedarim are. Or it could be a third reason is, Nachkamina is that by Chassima is that it's talking about your own animal, and by Frika is talking about you have to help out someone else's animal. So each Pasuk has a different reason. Or it could be, again, another Nachkamina between the Pesukim is that one is that you can't cause the tzar, that's by a chesima. And by Prika, the thing is you have to take away the tzar that the animal already has now. You have to take away that he has a heavy load, you have to undo it. So it could be both Sukma and Mas, you need them for all these different nafkaminans. It could be there's no machlokes. That's what we're trying to say, different places, different sukkim. So because there are two, again, the Prika and chesima, two main makaris. There are other makaris, chesam. So if it says the makar in Bavitsi, if in the Pasuk, Rachmav al Kamasav, Tusakot Shbroch, Tzadik Hashem called Rachav, Vachosav, Vachomasav, Rachmav al Kamasav, yes, there are Rachmans on everything. So the Sefer Charedim explains, it's Nichbul in the Sefer Charedim, says, Nichbul the Gedach, Derech of Alach, Vachav, Ma Rachm, Avatar Rachm, you also have the Rachmans on Kamasav, and all the Briyas. But the passage of the Pasuk, Rachmav al Kamasav, only means Hasidus, not Mikadim. Another makor is what the Rambam Maimon Nevuchim brings down, is from Bilam, that Kishbarach had a Bilam, what he hit his donkey, was a tiny must be Tzav Alachayim. Another makor, the Advar says, Rabbeinu Peretz says, Al-Talachim Moshe Mishinai, but find each one says a separate makor, but the ik of the way we should understand the makor is Chasim Priko. So if so, in the Tzav Alachayim, how can you ever use an animal? Can you use an animal? So in the olden times, you used to use a horse or a mule, or they use animals as banazer. What is the heter for using an animal? Tzav al-chaim. So the place can say, or there are more in Evan Ezra, Simon Hay, in the end says, how can you do that? I don't know. So the Ramah says, Kol adava ha-tzarech lefuah, anything that's needed for a fuah, or the shadvam, less pay mishum issa tzav al-chaim. Anything that's needed, anything that has te'elus, there is no issa tzav al-chaim. It's needed. L'chein, and therefore, used to be the pens they had in those days was the quill from the bird, the feathers. He says, if you want the quill, just rip it out from him. He's alive. So what? You want it? No tzav alachayim. It's ta'elis. He said, but still, the oilim will not rip out the quills when it's alive. It's achzorius. It's still not nice thing. It's mean achzorius. If I didn't know it's a tzav alachayim, this was ta'elis. You need the quill, but it's achzorius, you shouldn't. And the Shmos Yaakov explained in Tshuva, in Chalik Gimel Simon Ayin Aleph, that the Tshuva, can you use animals for testing out medicines? Today's day and age, now these animal rights, how can you ever use animals for testing? It's terrible, we should just use them on people, and it's not right to use animals. So already the early Achronim is the Shaila, what is the heter? So the case in the Shavuos Yaakov was that this medicine will heal the person, but also it might burn out the stomach. Not in a way. So he is, he first test it out on animals. So says the Shavuos Yaakov, if he can test out on animals, he calls the Ramah, no problem, to also a person you allow to test out on animals. But even the Ramah says you should not do it. That's after you're doing it by yadayim, with your own hands. But if it could be a grama, the animal will eat it later on, it will end up burning out of stomach. A grama alma, even there is no midah zoyis, and there's no issa at all. Therefore, but the elas is mortar, and by yadayim you should only not do it as midah zoyis. Now this Indian of tzav al chayim, who's a bal chayim? What's nichlum bal chayim? Is a chayim, a behemo, a noif? What are we talking about? A guy in the street, is it tzav al chayim? Moshe, if you look around my shalom, you see these Arabs carrying refrigerators on the back, or these couches, or these things. Chiyaprika, you have to help them out. These people, they're carrying this refrigerator, help them. Tzav al-chaim. Why not? Or these bugs, or these Shalmi kids, they take these magnifying glasses, the American kids, magnifying glasses from the sun, start putting these flies. Is it mutter or also? These cats, you had a cat in your theory tunnel last week, they want to shoot out of your bed. He's comfortable, he enjoys it. After else, maybe you're allowed to. But maybe in the morning, you have to give him a bowl of milk. He's hungry. Tzav al-chaim. You have to feed him, you have to feed everything in the street. So first, what is Tzav al-chaim? On what levels are there Tzav al-chaim? First of all, there are seven different levels you can talk about. There's a chayah, there's a behemoth, there's an oif, there's a fish, there are bugs, shukim, then there's a yisrael, there's a guy. Seven different levels. We go through all the levels. So if you learn the makor, it's rachmah v'chol ma'aseh, like the Talmud says, l'chura, everything is nichol in the get of Tzav al-chaim. Because v'chol ma'aseh means everything. However, again, the place can seem to learn Rachmul Kamasim only means Chasidus, not Mekatim. So what about the two main Mekhoes, Prika and Chasima? Do those things apply to animals, or is there part of all things or not? So the Mishnah in Baba Kama, Dachman Dalam, the Mishnah says, Echad Shah, Echad Kol Behemo, whether Shah, all animals, apply to the Tilus Abara, the Lachpash Ha'asinai, Lachpum Ekeipul, Lachal Zaveka, the Prika and Chasima, Shai Shah, and Tai Behemo apply to Prika and Chasima, the Chen Chayiv Oy, also Chayna Oy, so Mishnah in the course that the din of Prika and Chasima apply Sai to Behema, Sai to Oy, Sai to Chayna, then what is looking for? So they apply to these three things, the whole, if that's the cover Tzav al-chaim, the part of Tzav al-chaim applies Sai to Chayna, Sai to Behema, Sai to Oy. So that's all. I'd rather go hunting. I'd rather go hunting to fish, to hunt animals, because the whole is a Tzav al-chaim. So there's a tshuva of the Nod of Yudot and Yono, in Yodaya, Simon Yod. Someone asked him, he said he's a very rich person, he had a forest, and he has his own personal forest, and a lot of animals, he wants to know if he was allowed to go hunting. Is there any issue of going hunting, or no, or it's more to? So he starts at first, out batashkas, you're destroying something. He says, no issue of batashkas. First, because usually you can use the skins, the arv, and even if you don't use it, it's not there, hashchasa, and no one else is going to use it. The only issue of batashkas is when someone else can use it, and you're destroying it. No one else is going to use it. It's in the forest, no issue of batashkas. What about tzav al-chaim? It's their own fire, it's their own place, and no one else, it's the wilderness. No one's gonna, well, the animals can use it.
That's not about Tashkas.
Again, with Te'elis. He said, if you can use it, Te'elis. If you're not gonna use it, not Te'elis.
If you wouldn't have killed it, would have had Shechita.
No,
it's not being eaten.
No, again, if someone, Murashach, again, if someone can use it, then it is Batashka. But he said this case was, that was, again, either he was going to use himself the skins or the meat for giving to animals to eat, or the case was, he said that it was not Batashka, because no one else was going to destroy it anyway. That's Batashka, so they're going hunting. What about Tzav al-Chaim? We said, first of all, Tzav al-Chaim, again, doesn't apply that, like the Moshe doesn't want to Ellis, a person needs to use the skins, no Isser. But he said, the Chiddush Tzav al-Chaim does not apply when he kills something. When he kills something, there is no Isser Tzav al-Chaim. He says, with his Makar Gemara Chul, and the Gemara Chul in Zayin Lepeh says, that Pinchas Ben Yoel went to go visit Rebbe, so he saw that Rebbe had these white mules. So Pinchas Ben Yoel did not want to go inside his house, because he said these white mules are like Malach HaMavises. They hurt people, they kill people. So Rebbe said, what should I do with them? Rebbe said, I'll sell them to other people. So said Pinchas, if so, you're evil, if neither. So he said, I'll be matkir. So said Pinchas, if so, then you're being letting mazikim to the street to damage people. So said, you know what? I'll be oikir. I'll take out part of its leg so it can't kick. So said, no, that's Tzav al-Chaim. So said, you know what? I'll kill it. Kill it? No, that's Batashkas. So again, the Gemara says, to be oikir part of its leg, it's oikir, because of Tzav al-Chaim. To kill it, it's only also Batashkas. Says in the Yehuda, it's clear there is no Isser of Tzav al-Chaim to kill it. Therefore, to go hunting, Batashkas is no Isser, and Tzav al-Chaim is no Isser. Then he goes on saying, however, there is a Vada Atzan Hoga, that your person should not do Atzan Nidak Zorius, a Rachman Chamasov, Atzan Nidak Chasidus, a person should not do it. Then he ends off with two Isurim. A person should not go. Why? It's a Mokhm Sakana, Shmatim Kol Nasha Seichim, and when a person goes hunting, it's a Mokhm Sakana, and being derived from Esav, that who is a better hunter than Esav, and yet Esav still said, I'm going hunting, meaning I'm going to put myself in Mokhm Sakana. Therefore, he can go hunting as Mokhm Sakana, and also, he can go hunting as Maskir and Avon Esav. Kushbachu, it's a Mokhm Sakana, Kushbachu remembers your abundance in that time, and therefore there's an Issa against it, regardless of Kushbachu to dan you up at a certain time. I'm not sure where the Issa is, but he says, there's not an Issa Maskir and Avon Esav. That's why King go hunting. That's how I find the Esmond's water.
So
you just push bugs? We didn't get the bugs yet. I feel like we'd be able to kill bugs. No answer. What about, can you go fishing? So then this is hunting, what about fishing? So first, if by fishing, is it by fish, is it Tzabal Chaim? Because, so the Ha'atzvi, there's a true about the Ha'atzvi, that someone asked him, it's in the Chaim, Pelik Alas, in Kuf Chav Dalad, that someone when had an aquarium, when the fish give birth, they give birth to babies, and the thing was that the big fish will eat the small fish. So if you have an aquarium, you know what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to take all the baby fish, put them on the side, put them in a glass case around them, and when they grow older, then they take them out. Well, it used to be that the mothers, if anyone has a fish tank, they know you have to always protect them, or else they get eaten up. So someone is the Hatzvi, that what to do on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you know, move fish, it's muksa. The only reason why you want to move fish is al Tzav al-Chaim. So you want to move fish on Shabbos al Tzav al-Chaim. So say that Hatzvi, al Tzav al-Chaim, fine, maybe allowed to. However, since they're going to die, close to the Behuda, there is no, therefore you're not allowed to move them, because there is no head of Tzav al-Chaim. Because, like, again, by death, there is no in the Tzav al-Chaim, come on, cool, that the Behuda quotes. The baby fish, move the babies and protect them from the mothers are going to eat them. They're going to eat them. So he says, Tzav al-Chaim, it might be, it's true that did Tzav al-Chaim apply to fish, but doesn't apply to them, because it can be eaten, and by death, there is no in of Tzav al-Chaim. So first you see clearly that by fish, it's Tzav al-Chaim. And that's also Menashe Klein, and Jew and Chelik Vav, also it's Tzav al-Chaim by fish. Who is Makar? So even though the Mishnah doesn't say the word fish by Chsim or Priko, however, the Tverex is on the Mishnah says, who it in Dogim, you're right, it's who it in Dogim, who the Makar is, because the Gemara itself, in these cases, by, let's say, Klein, which is the Mishnah, the Gemara gives a case of fish. So we see when the Mishnah says, Beit Machayin Oif is loved after these things, who wouldn't even dog him? That's what Tveres Yisrael says. If Chuf, by dog him, is Prikin Chesimah, who wouldn't also the Indem Tzav Al-Chayim? That's also the Yayin that says clearly, also the Itzav Al-Chayim by fish. If so, can you go fishing? So again, if after Ellis, if Alba Tashkas, let's say in camp, there's a big lake over there, no one's going to eat the fish, it's not there Hashchasa, they go on activity, I've been to camp, the activity is to go fishing, are you allowed to go fishing or not? So no one's going to eat the fish. There is no in the Batashas. After Tzav al-Chaim, they're going to die. No in the Tzav al-Chaim. After the Shemartim, Mokum Sakona, it's no Sakona. Machzir and Avinoysev, no, the Nakim, again, no Mokum Sakona, because Bokum Nakim, Maskir and Avinoysev. The only Shemartim you have is as Midach Zoyis, as Rachman Komasov, as in a person be Machman, try not to teach a person Midach Zoyis, but you should not do it. True that when you put in the stick, the pole, then the fish comes, and it's only grumble, the fish hooks himself on, but when you take it out of the water, and it doesn't like it, before you're hurting it, and before it should be nichol together of should be nichol in the Indian of Rachman Kalmasov, who a person should not do it, Atmina Vzorius. I'm not sure why Rome is very making of fishing. Or even hunting ducks would be the same thing. It does apply in the Shemaitim, it does apply in the Dan Hogger Shaboy of Mina Vzorius. You should not go fishing, as that Indian. Even though Mika didn't smutter.
If you throw back the fish, it should be awesome.
What?
If you throw back the fish, it should be awesome.
It should be awesome. Why is it awesome? Again, so it's. That's killing it. So I'm going to pull back. Who is better to leave it out, you're saying? And if I'm going to be better to leave it out, I'm going
to.
And people, what they do, they say, forget, I'm only fishing. You people are doing makhla and the fishing, we'll put it back, I'm not going to bother it. We'll do it if I care. People are makhla even worse. They go to Tabla Haim.
This is
like,
right? Yeah.
So
that's
so
let it die. Even when
it
dies later, it's.
Yeah, but that's all leading up to his death. That's, you have to say that. Like, well, there's no insight. Well, hurry, like, well, you better not to go back. You know, people do. So, for that to be even others are not machal. For hunting, should be the same thing. When you shoot it, usually you don't get a bullseye and dies on the spot. Unfortunately, usually you miss a little bit here and there, and it takes time for it to die. And still, the Buddha says there is no iser of tzav al chayim.
Oh, when they eat the fish, they're probably chewing it first. Not just like
the baby fish also. No, you have to know the babies are very small, maybe is right away. But maybe this case is the Khori didn't die right away either. So the Israel in Tzav al-Chaim by dying.
So you're saying it's better if you happen to see people fishing and you can't tell them to stop fishing as there is, kill activity. You should tell them don't throw back in?
Unless you want to say you're throwing it back, so the next thing you do is Nichol Tel and Sodom. Throwing it back, so let's say you camp if you run out of fish, you know, gotta put it back. Well, Chus means maybe in Chanami.
Does he mean the Zachzorish to tell
Zodim? Again, the Gramos case tells Zodim, it still means the Zachzorish to do it B'Yadayim. Yeah, the Gramos case is taking out the quill for the writing it, you want it, still does mean the Zachzorish to be doing B'Yadayim. Gramos more to B'Yadayim is, you still should not do it. There's even similar in Reshchov Gimel Arachayim, the Gramos says that when a person gets a new beggar, you say it's Chadish. Yeah, it's like Mashikin, when you get oil, when you get a beggar of skin, so he quotes me Rav and Shula that say you should not say this Chadish. Why? Because it's still Rachmol Kamasov, and it's not a nice thing to do. The Imam himself says it's a Tam Klusha Veishrach, because all animals are made for you, and you should use it. But he says it's still Habi Machbid Walzan. So the Imam does bring down this concept, even Lalacha, the Rachmol Kamasov, the Pasik, again, first should be Machmol. That's why we all say this Chadish, by things made from animal.
You say Shechianu?
Shechianu, and I saw the Pesach Yeshua says we do. Shechianu, we do it, it's Chadish, we don't. I'm not sure what the, maybe Pasuk, the Chiv of Shechianu, we do say. But Chadish, we don't say.
So
Mefer, you say Shechianu? Mefer, yeah, you say Shechianu. Fine, that's my fish. What about now bugs? That's all, you have Jukim. So what do? Are you allowed to kill them? Or, again, according to the Yehuda Pasuk, you're allowed to kill them. But the Yavitz has a Shuvah, Yavitz in Chelik Alasim Kofiot, he says, first the Rambam says that you like to kill bugs, why they have no sensory system. I definitely don't sense it. I couldn't find it anywhere, don't know where that comes from. But the Yavit has a different reason why you like to kill bugs. He says the whole thing of killing Tzav al-Chaim is dafka something that's B'mei Malacha. Things that people can use. A horse, a person can use. A camel, a person can use. He says even a cat, you use it to get rid of the mice. Dogs, you use it to protect you. Things that people do use. Things that people use are Nichol Tzav al-Chaim. Things that people don't use. Rats, people don't use. Bugs, flies, mosquitoes, people don't use. There is no Indian Tzav al-Chaim. So another tribute, he says, fish is Nichol Tzav al-Chaim. Why do you use it? I'm not sure. I saw somebody ask it, who is the steer, but he writes clearly, fish, he himself writes fish at Tzav al-Chaim. Maybe they use it somehow, I'm not sure. Maybe that's used. I don't know, bugs don't eat, rats don't eat. What? No, I don't know, I'm not sure. He says fish is Tzav al-Chaim. So he says the get is b'nei malacha, and l'chur if the makor is from prika and chsim, it's very good because all the case of prika and chsim are dark things you use, right? You're muzzling an animal that you use, or the, putting a load of animal that you use. The whole makor is are makor is the animals of b'nei malacha. Therefore, things that you have not b'nei malacha, there is no union to b'nei malacha. There's no makor for it. This yayv is brought down malacha the yadafaim and kofta zayin in yaredeya. Also, Rav Sternbach brings it down in shuos and hagos chelik beis. However, the yayv does end off that he brings down talmid ariza or mach menati kinim. She said that only needs chassidus. Again, he brings down the positive rachma of kamasav. It's a chumro. However, the bothering of there's no Indian to be machma at all. Avadi should kill them. There's no Indian to, no issa to kill them. So, again, the Yavitz holds that you're allowed to kill bugs. However, there's an emotion.
Why are you allowed to kill it if it's bugging you?
What?
Why are you allowed to kill it if it's bugging you? I'll take service.
No, he says you let it, he says like kill it because there's no get a tzavah chaim upon them. There's no. Yeah, no. He puts the rachmu it's hilarious. You learn yourself rachmanu.
The Ramah
says no. You should do it as gramam. Kol machm oilum nimnam. As long as the oilum holds back as gzarius. I mean, if you need to, you need to. That's again the shoshiach says you need to test it out. The body can do it. If you need something, you need to do, you can do. If you don't need to, so if there are two options to use something to kill something, you have a choice of using a fly swatter or a fly paper. Like one's be daim, and one's this is it goes by itself. Well, these blue machines, the whoish use something that's gramam ba'al mo, you should not use the fly swatter. You have a choice. If you don't have a choice, what?
If you have a swatter, you should do it instead of
your hands. Try to do it. No, swatter, so the swatter is the same thing as your hands. It's your other rechta. Fly paper, or the blue lights, they zap you, that's a gomba almo. Or, I know they coated my deer with some mice, so how do you kill it? You catch them, they're stuck here, what do you do with them?
Yeah.
So some guys took stones, like smashed them, or jumped on them.
So it's not your
rechta. But before that's a mida glorious, and it was disgusting watching them do it. So it was the best thing to do, or someone told me yesterday, so Yasha, what to do, and he said flush it down, because then the water, the grandma alma fets him. Or put them in the water and let them drown, because it's more of a grandma. Or the best way is to put poison in front of them and let them eat the poison. That would be the best way. Well, you can leave it there, right, but they make sounds. Yeah, but they screech, they make sounds, and it's not nice. If you use the glue ones, they start ripping the skin off, it's disgusting. I saw, or the traps, they rip the tails off, or whatever. So who is this? Kill it through a gong, we bet it with poison. However, Moshe has a tshuva about also killing bugs. Moshe in the Chaim, in the Chaim Mishpat, Chalik Beis, in Mem Zayin, he says, he asked him, how do you kill bugs? And he says, again, if it's bothering you, with the Elis is mortar, close to the Elis. He says, you should kill it, with the Elis be in the... He says, you can kill it, why? Because it's bothering you. Go to the holding and bothering you. It sounds like, if it's not bothering you, you argue in the Yavit, and it's also. Only if it's bothering you, he doesn't hold his head to the name Malach Ninu. And he says, again, the same tshuva, he says, you should not do it v'yadayim, you should only do it with the grammar. Same tshuva, he says, do it, I have to shechit v'yadayim, he says, over there, because since the mitzvah, which Baruch will protect you, that I can shechit v'yadayim, won't teach you minhag zoriyus, and he brings down a rechaim ha-kodesh, that's how you can kill people by any dachas, because the mitzvah won't teach you minhag zoriyus, however, that's what you do, the grammar. The Lechor, Moshe, Pasha, is angry in the Yavitz, and also saw the Sefer, Chavolim ben Imim, also an Eisadik, and Sugya Mem Gimel also argue and say, Kosi Yavim, it says, Pashas, Lama Kodesh, brings down, and argue that says, even on bugs, it's Tabal HaChayim, because Maishan, there are Bal HaChayim, there is an Isser. Those are on bugs. But also, another thing we see from Moshe and the Yavis, they're talking about killing bugs. Now, the whole Shabbat should not start off. Quentin, the Behuda says, you are allowed to kill. And the Behuda has, he says, you're allowed to kill. What's the Yavis discussing about killing bugs? What's the Moshe discussing about killing bugs? Before, we see from both of them that there is an issue of killing even by Tzav al-Chaim. So, also I found Habib Rishonim say that clearly there is an issue of Tzav al-Chaim by death. The Rishonim say, what's in the Shechita? Why do Shechita for? So the Amban of the Ben Bechayim, Parishas Perakal, say, why do Shechita? Because that's Tzav al-Chaim, that's the least way of being with Tzav. That's the Chinuch says, and also the Rambam says the same thing, the Ran and Chul Nafi Tess. Habib Rishonim say the reason of Shechita is Tzav al-Chaim. That's how also Shulchan Aruch Rav, Kish Shulchan Aruch, or Paskin, to kill it still does apply. The argument of the Yehuda says it does apply to the Indian of Tzav al-Chaim by death. Not like the Nadi Yehuda. I want to do with the Gemara. The Gemara says again that if you have these horses to be oikir the legs, take it off of its leg, Tzav al-Chaim, Masha Enkein, to kill it only is only Patashkis. So the Shalmeshiv and Tunyon Chel Gimel and the Pri Yitzchak and the Bin Sin, the old answer, there's a big chiluk. Over there, you can't, every din of Te'elis by person, you have to judge. The fact is, because you want to kill bugs, that's Te'elis, I enjoy doing it. That's Nichol Neged of Te'elis. Te'elis is not Mutter, because it's Tam, I want to do something. You have to judge the Tzav versus the Te'elis. You have to judge one versus the other. Therefore, to be Oiker, part of his leg, and walk around his whole life with Tzav, the whole life with Tzav, is not worth it. That's Tzav al-Chaim, even though it's going to protect a person, will hurt him a little bit. Masha Enkim, to come for one moment, to kill him, for one moment, and that, to kill him, with Te'elis, but one moment of tzara, that'll be mutter. That's what Shah the Gemara is. That you have to judge to Elis, not always mutter. For La'ilam, tzara is not mutter, Mash Enkin for a short time will be mutter. So after the local lechur of killing something, you have a head of tzara al-chaim, and after the lechur again, have a place, have a shame in that way. I saw in the Sefer Encyclopedia to a four, he writes, Rav Yishonim say, there's no tzara al-chaim, I definitely can kill things. I don't see Rav Yishonim, I don't see Rav Yishonim all that way. And the whole part is self device and self device every machmor. We pass the Tzav al-Chaim to Elis. So before you can kill something, I'll Tzav al-Chaim. unless you ever tell us. What about people? Is there Tzav Al Chaim by people? Well, why not? If you can have Tzav Al Chaim by an animal, close came to a person. However, the Chavasiyah, the Shuvah, he writes, the Shuvah comes out of Galut, that even though there's Tzav Al Chaim by an animal, the reason is because the Chesere Das, the Nefesh HaMizkelis Lisbol, they're Chosin Das, it can be several things that hurts them, and they can get rid of it. But people, Mashaykin, they're all the brothers, Shuvah Daita, a person should calm himself down. You understand? Go off. Calm yourself down. Don't be in pain. It shouldn't bother you. The case is talking about going out. What?
Physical or emotional?
So the case is talking about going out, you know, cleaning this in the house. He wants to know he has to be thrown out of the house, but there's a mace there and it's very cold outside. It's freezing. Well, that's even physical. I don't think that's emotional. Right? It's freezing, you know, so it's a negative degree weather. And he wants to know, they have to Tzav Al Chaim not to go outside. Tzav Al Chaim is good on the cover of Prius. He wants to bring a raya. So even by fish, says, I have a Shiva Daita, bring a raya from Sukkah, and the oval is Chaim at Sukkah. Even though I'm a Tzav Al Chaim at Sukkah, why have a Shiva Daita? You have to calm yourself down. Well, not like Rashi and Sukkah, like Papay. But again, you should, you have a Chiv to calm yourself down. The Tzav Al Chaim is not animals. What do you want from people? Similar to that is also the Radvaz. The Radvaz in Teshuva and Toshin Chavches, Toshin Nunches, that says that the reason why Tzav Al Chaim is on the animal is because he has a heavy load on it, and someone put on it, you have to help him out. Mashing a person, who is you to put this heavy load upon it? Who is him to carry such a heavy thing? It's his fault that he put something on it, and he has to be a choy for it. The Chavashiyon and the Radvaz, of course, not meaning on the Sfaris, but the Chavashiyon both will agree, let's say you have a child. The child's crying, a 3-month-old child. Do you have to pick him up? There's no taina lavi basuve daitai, and there's no taina of that he should not put upon himself. Maisa, right now he is bitzar. So what should he do? So the Palyoitz writes specifically about this case about children crying. He writes,